This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh's mayoral candidates will sit down for a candidates forum this afternoon. Aaron Wojciechowski and Matt Mugerauer will answer a number of questions from chamber members. My old radio partner, Jonathan Krause, will moderate the forum. The candidates forum will start at noon today, the Venture Project, and will be available here on the chamber website. The spring election is coming up on April the 4th. The city council will get an earful tonight. The council will review and possibly vote on two housing projects. One located near Lake Bunimore has better than 500 apartments and townhouses. The other project is on the old Boatworks property. Nearby residents of both projects have expressed a number of concerns about the projects and how they'll impact their neighborhoods. The city now has a 7-member ad hoc committee that will review and suggest what the new Clearwells project should look like at the city water plant. The committee consists of neighbors of the water plant and sportsmen. One member of the committee is Kay Qualley, who is the director of planning for the city of Winona, Minnesota. Page 2, a 4-way stop may be placed near Perry Tipler Middle School. Police say the situation there in the afternoons at Eagle and Bismarck Avenue pretty chaotic. The city's traffic and parking board is looking at changing it to a 4-way stop to improve safety. The Oshkosh Police Department now investigating a suspicious incident. It happened yesterday in the 200 block of Eagle Street. A resident there received an envelope containing a white powder. The police and the fire department checked out the white powder. It turned out not to be hazardous. The investigation into the incident continues. If you have any information, contact the police department. Turning to sports, it was a big night last night for former Oshkosh North standout Blake Marquardt. He suited up for the Wisconsin Herd of the G League. He had 2 points and 2 boards in the game. Now the Herd lost last night. They have 5 games remaining on their schedule this season. That is a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back on Thursday again with more things that are newsworthy here on the Chamber website.